Baba Basra, Daf Hey Amid Beis. We were in the middle of a discussion of whether or not someone would pay back a loan early, and we had a machlokes whether or not that would be the case. The initial shita is Reish Lakish, who says no one would ever pay back early. However, Abaye and Rava agreed that somebody might pay back early to get the loan off of his shoulders and not have to worry about it later. So now, on the top of Hey Amid Beis, we're going to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah that one way or the other. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Bechezkas shenosan at sheyavi raya shelo nosan, that if the wall falls down, we assume that up until Dalet Amos, if the guy claims, oh, you never paid me for your half of the wall, so we assume that he did pay back, and it's the job of his neighbor to prove that he did not yet pay. So, hey, chidami, how is this so? Ilema damrele paraitich bizmane. If he says, I paid you back on time, meaning when we built it up, shita, becheska shenasan. Of course, we assume that he paid it, because that's his obligation. It must be that the metzias was, he made an unusual claim that I paid you back early, meaning I gave you the money before we even built it back up. So alma avid inish depare betoch zmane. So this could be a raya that a person would pay back early to show that Abaye and Rava are correct. Now that's a very difficult raya to accept, but nevertheless, at least you could say that it indicates that they are correct, not an ironclad raya. So the Gemara answers, no, shiny hacha. This case is different. To call shafa v'shafa zimne hu, because every time they build another row of stones or bricks, that becomes the zman to pay up for that row. So therefore, it's not really a great example of paying back early, because the zman of the payment is kind of hard to pin down, and therefore it's shayach that you would pay back early in that case, because once he started laying the bricks, you paid him back, even though there's more bricks to be put on. Okay, next possible raya. Toshma, b'cheska shalona sanat shiyavi raya shenasan. In the seifa of the Mishnah, we said that we assume the guy did not pay back until he proves that he did. That was in the case where you agreed to build more than Dalet Amos high. So, hey chidam, ilay medam alay praticha bizmani. If he says that I paid you back on time, on my low. So why wouldn't he be believed that he paid back on time? It must be that he made an unusual claim, i.e. that he paid back early, and Alma, and yet the Mishnah says, we assume he did not pay, he has to prove that he did. So Alma, lo even inish depara begozimne. We assume that a person would not pay back early, like Reish Lakish. My answer is nah. There's also a unique situation over here. Shiny hacha, mi yemar de mechaibuli rabbanan. Meaning, here the guy's going to say, shiny hacha de omar, that he says, who says that the rabbanan are going to say that I'm chayiv to pay? Meaning maybe I'll win and they won't make me chayiv to pay under these particular circumstances. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Abdi Kabayvara. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, they held that a person would pay back early. Mar Baravashi, Avid Kiresh Lakish, Vehilchasa Kiresh Lakish, and Mar Baravashi, Pazan Kiresh Lakish, and that is the accepted halacha. So now the Gemara says, Va'afilu Miyasme, and we even Pazan Kiresh Lakish when it comes to Yisomim, meaning if the guy dies and the Yisom, and if the Yisomim say they paid back a particular loan and they paid it back early, we paskin that they have to bring a raya that they paid back, because we don't think that people pay back early. Even though we have said abali parmi nichse Yisomim lo yifrel b'shvua, if a person comes to collect from the belongings of Yisomim, you always have to take a shvua chazaka lo avid inish. The para begozimne. Here we have a chazaka that a person would not pay back early, and therefore it overrides the fact that you're collecting from Yisomim. Now we're going to elaborate on what this means. The avogav de amar mar habali para minichse Yisomim lo yifrel b'shvua. Since even though we normally say that if you're going to collect from Yisomim, you have to swear. So what's the case normally? Normally you have a father, let's say he owes money on January 1st. The father dies, and January 1st comes around and the guy comes to collect from the inheritors of the father's estate, he has to then swear that he didn't already collect from the father while the father was alive, because the Yisomim are there. They don't know. Maybe the father paid them back, maybe they didn't. However, in this case, the father dies before January 1st, the loan is up on January 1st, the guy doesn't have to swear, because there's no way the father would have paid him back early. And therefore, we take this this halacha of Reish Lakish so far as to say that you don't have to swear to the Yisomim that the guy didn't pay back early. Okay, now, I don't remember how much I read, I'll just read it again. Even though we say that person has to swear before he collects from Yisomim, in this case he doesn't have to swear because of the chazakah that the father would never have paid back early. Iboy lehu. Now we have the following shaila. Tavu la'achar zman. Let's say the lender says, okay, you owed me money starting January 1st, and now it's February 1st. V'amru lo, and then they answer him, paraitich betoch zimne. And they say, we paid you back on December 1st. So they're making a ridiculous claim, which is rare, but he is asking for it outside of the time frame. So Mao, what's the din under those circumstances? Mi amrinan b'makam chazaka amrinan mali l'shaker. Do we say that in this case, even though they're going against the accepted chazaka, that a person wouldn't pay early, but on the other hand, we could say, ma li l'shaker, they have a migu. I could have just said I paid you back on January 1st. So the fact is, why would I lie if I said that I paid you back on December 1st? Must be true. Going over to Davav, o dilma b'makam chazaka, lo amina ma li l'shaker. Or maybe, since it's against the chazaka, meaning that we have a chazaka, they wouldn't have paid back early, so maybe we wouldn't say ma li l'shaker, and therefore we say that the migu is nothing. Okay, we'll leave it here in terms of trying to bring rayas for this situation.